Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. It is a new year, 2025. Hello, Vera. I've missed you.
I've missed you too. We've been like two ships passing through the night.
Definitely. I think Vera and I, when we text each other, we're like, how long has it been? Because she's one of those people that I'm like, I could text her random thoughts that I have and she gets it. And it's been like 2 months. So
yeah, but I'm like, yeah, totally. It's like right where you picked up. It's great.
I love it. And the last episodes that I've been listening to our podcast was great because obviously hearing you interview these great jefas, these great bosses, I was like, oh, cool. You know, I'm learning something and hearing from Vera's side. So
yeah.
How's the beginning of the year been for you?
Well, it's been really good. I started a new gig, so I'm super, super happy with that. It's going really well. But I mean, let's be real. It's been an eventful already. It's not even the middle of the – no, it is now the middle of the month, and it's just crazy. It's been nuts. So let me ask you, Natalie, how is your 2025, and how the heck is Southern California doing? Because we all know there's some craziness going on there.
Gosh, yeah. I remind myself to just breathe. The truth is, you know, I always feel blessed, especially when you and I talk. I feel like we can talk about things that are going on in our life, but, you know, we have our health. And at the end of the day, that's like, I'm going to curse today, but it's like one of the best things that you can ask for, right?
Yes.
But yeah, living in, I'm in LA. So, you know, we're dealing with the current California. They're calling it, it started off as a Pacific Palisade fires, and unfortunately they've jumped to other cities. And so it's been very surreal watching it. Devastating. Just, you know, it's hard not to have a heavy heart, especially because luckily it's not in our backyard technically. It did appear in our backyard as far as like ash. The air quality has been really horrible. I've never seen it this bad. As far as we've dealt with fires before. And I think the last one that I remember was really bad was in 2019. And it was like orange skies for days. And so, you know, there's things that we know to take precaution as far as air quality, wearing masks, staying indoors, or just things that you can do. But this is a whole capacity where hundreds of thousands of people are misplaced. They've lost homes. They've lost jobs. They're trying to figure out what to do next. And you and I can talk about the insurance thing in a minute, but it's surreal watching it on the news and then driving as well is seeing, you know, these fumes and flames that it feels like it's been forever. It's been days, almost over a week now. And so, you know, you go outside to take a fresh air and you're like, it's not a fresh air. You know, it's really yeah. scary. And trying to keep a baby occupied inside the house is really hard.
Yeah.
On top of that. But the bright side is we can use our platforms to help other people and provide them those resources and any way that we can. It's been cool to see the city, just people just all over trying to help in any way. And I'm doing this episode because I wanted to catch up with you and then just kind of let you know that we're safe, thank goodness. Our house and everything's intact. There's just a lot of animals, a lot of ash everywhere. So that's going to be a lot of cleaning the next few weeks for sure, whenever this ends. And then I will be speaking at PodFest this Saturday. So actually Thursday, Friday, I will be emceeing a few of the tracks and then I will be on a panel on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that. This is their, I want to say 14th year anniversary. I could be off on that, but
And this is live, right? You're going to Orlando.
Yes, it'll be in Orlando. So I'll be on the other side of the country. And I'm sure I'll probably get that question, like, how are we doing? And luckily, it's not as scary as it was the first few days when we thought this was never going to end. And we're still in it. That's the scary part. We don't know when it's going to be done.
Yeah. And because, again, this is a financial related podcast, you guys, this is devastating to our economy. There are natural disasters that occur across the country, And so my heart goes out every time something happens. I'm just like, ugh, the local economies just get decimated. And for me, again, just it pulls at my heartstrings because the Latino community really relies on areas like the Palisades for work. There are so many people, we're talking housekeepers, landscapers, nannies, and not, you know, it's from all over the world, but there's a sub economy that most of us don't think about.
Yeah.
And now they are out of work and in, you know, potentially who knows how long it'll take to rebuild if they will rebuild and where else are they going to find jobs? Cause they might have to also move again to find work. You know, it's very devastating. And just quickly on the insurance side, like, yes, there are a lot of issues in California with insurance. And one thing I want to clarify is that the news has picked up with the cancel story, and non-renewed does not equal canceled. A lot of carriers non-renewed policies months before any of this happened. They did not cancel policies because of the wildfire. So you have to just make sure that, you know, my heart goes out to you if your home has burned down or if you have any damage. Like, I know that it must be so difficult to think straight, but get your documents in order, contact your insurance company. If you didn't have insurance, you need to start asking for local assistance. I know my trademark, or like she's our trademark, because you put me in touch with her too, Natalie. For my business, our trademark lawyer, Taylor, she's offering a lot of free guidance. And I am happy to give you whatever guidance I can on the insurance side. She's doing it on the legal side. We've got a ton of resources between Natalie and myself. Like, just let us know because you have to go through your policies. You have to submit your claims. And please, if you are doing GoFundMes, make sure that you talk to a lawyer about how you phrase the GoFundMe request, because you don't want to get money deducted or potentially not get money because you're saying I need money for XYZ for my house. So just get some legal advice on that. Social has been tremendously helpful in getting information out, but it doesn't mean it is right. So just make sure you can get the legal help. And that's my piece for insurance. Like, we're here to help. Natalie, you have a lot of background also in real estate. And what pains me too is that people still have to pay their mortgages even though their house is gone.
Oh, that's the hardest part, is knowing that you're trying to process what's happening, and you just hit it. And those that are listening to this podcast, obviously we're not lawyers or your insurance agents. We want you to reach out to those professionals. But she just said it. It's like, read your policies, make sure even if this isn't affecting you directly, this is the time to make sure you are up to date. I had a client that was like, oh, my policy lapsed a month ago. And so, you know, all these things, and they lost their home. And, you know, so those things that you think about kind of where you are in the perspective of like, this can happen. It can happen anywhere. It obviously is happening in our city right now. And you just kind of, one, I think it's a humbling experience too, because it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I really need to make sure I have everything ready. And that's something I'm reminding people, when you have the means and the resources, you can help other people. So oftentimes people are like, oh, I don't know if I really want to, just do it. And you hit it. There's so many jobs that are lost. Mm-hmm. So many people displaced looking for a home. And, you know, if you're not familiar with LA, Eaton area, which was the other fire that happened, which is a little bit past like Altadena, Pasadena area, where those were affected, are predominantly Black, historically Black neighborhoods. And so oftentimes, and right now in the media, I think people are like, oh, well, Pacific Palisades or everyone, these people had tons of money. It's like, yes, there was a wealthy area, but that's not the case for everyone. You know, some of them are generational, maybe home was passed down, or living, you know, below me, you know, just, is there so many different aspects. And at the end of the day, who cares? It's just the fact, like, if they have money or not, it's the fact that they lost everything, their means, their home. And I think about, oftentimes we hear that criticism of kind of like, oh, well, you know, there's resources. There are. I'm grateful we have FEMA, we have Red Cross, we have HOPE. We have so many different organizations that are providing these resources for free. But you just said it, with like real estate alone, anything that is in demand, we already are dealing with inflation, right? So it's important to understand that there are certain things that might be in high demand. Maybe certain suppliers are going to start trying to increase the prices and know that I believe the term, every time I read the term, I want to say coughing law, but it's the cogging law, right? That meaning you can't increase prices, especially during a disaster. So rent, you know, we see a lot of hotels, we see a lot of places that are trying to, you know, unfortunately make way too much money off of what's happening. And so these laws are in place to protect you. And so I really encourage people to, you know, look at those resources. A lot of these resources are free. And unfortunately, yes, it's a lot of paperwork for people that are looking, not only having to file these applications, if you have a business, if it burnt down, or if you, whether you're renting, right, renter's insurance, all that has to be, you know, apply as soon as possible, get, you know, all your documents in order. But I have been hopeful seeing a lot of in the social media, like people sharing their stories of either they had lost it in a fire in the previous fire, a home, excuse me, in a fire, previous fire, or what things helped them to get through during the filing process. Because the shame or the frustration or just the mental weight, right, that takes on people when you lose something. I don't know for you, but I was thinking that whenever I travel, I think those are the times where I'm like, what do I have ready at my house to leave for my husband and now my baby as well? But just kind of having all my documents in order, all my paperwork in order, copies of things.
Always.
Yeah. And you think about what are the things that you would have to leave your house with immediately, right? And so luckily all of our family and friends are safe and some were affected, but none that we know of have lost their homes. It's just, you know, some had to evacuate for a few days. Some were without power. And like I said, just the air quality, living quality is just really scary.
It's been really, really awful. And I live in Oregon now. So it's just been like, just seeing what's happening, you know, no matter what, if you were born and raised in LA, like LA is in your heart for life. Like that's just how it is. And I do have friends that have lost their homes. And my niece's classmate, her parents, her classmate's parents lost the apartment building where they lived, and the mother passed away. So it's just, it's shocking. So I love you all, and I send everyone so much love and strength. It's really difficult. And, you know, if you even just want to vent, like just email us, DM us, tell us your story. And I just want to touch on the things that you said. Like, I've had go bags for a long time, like mostly because, I don't know, this survivalist notion of like The Walking Dead or something. Like, I just have, like, I've had my password, my social security, you know, you guys buy pieces of gold if you can, you know, if you haven't been affected by this, just have things at the ready. And so that you can at least be able to take off if you need to. And if you have children, obviously pack their stuff. If you have pets, pack stuff for them. And just, you know, grab your phone and video, like just go around filming your home. Just film the stuff that you have, because you never know when you're going to have to use that. And also, like you said, double check your policies. Like, I remember in last April, before I went to bed, something, you know, Natalie and I are very connected to the angels, the intuition, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Something was like, Vera, just check your policy. It was like midnight, and I'm over here on my app, like making sure everything's like good to go. The next freaking morning, I'm in the bathroom and I hear a crazy sound, and it turns out a tree fell over and smashed my car. You know what I mean? So it's like, thank goodness that I had checked and everything was in place. Like, you never know when things will happen. And look at this horrible incident. Like, just double check. If you are blessed and you haven't had anything occur, I'm so happy for you. And just make sure everything's checked. Inventory. Take pictures, save receipts, and have your docs and your go bag ready.
Yeah. And I like how you said you have to prepare for the unexpected. And I can't watch so much news, because then I get very anxious, and, you know, it's hard not to be glued to it. And obviously you want to stay informed, but there's moments where I did find hope when I saw the story of just, you know, people talking about how they're helping their neighbors, or especially if there was the only house that survived somehow, crazy, you know, that it did on the whole block, what people are doing to show up. But also one particularly lost her brother in the fire. And I think about, you know, for her situation is so different. She's like, yeah, I lost my home, but I lost my brother. You know, so the fact that her focus is to help lay him to rest, because he was like literally trying to protect her house. And you know, you think about the materialistic side, but it's the things that we take for granted sometimes. It's family's health and to make sure they're okay and that you're healthy. And I think because it could happen at any moment, it's those little things about, okay, this is my time to really step up. And if you, you know, you're starting the new year, I know this is not, there's never a good time to have a natural disaster, but let's be honest, beginning of the year is, it's really difficult because a lot of people are, you know, trying to pay off maybe the debt they put, you know, had over the holidays or just, you know, maybe they recently lost a job. And I think it's important not to lose sight of the future can still work out. It's just, it's definitely going to be challenging, and not to, like you said, vent or ask for help, or just understand that there are resources. We do live in a country where there's tons of resources that oftentimes you just don't know where to go about. And like Taylor, who, shout out to Taylor, our lawyer, she's a copyright lawyer. She, you know, like her, many other lawyers are giving free advice, doing consultation one-on-ones, because they don't want people to get ripped off. And yeah, there's some people that are probably going to do well during this time. You know, real estate too. My brother and I were just talking about this. You know, he's a heavy investor, and just kind of like, well, the properties you do have right now, how much the value is going to go up, because people will need homes. People are going to need to relocate. And not everybody wants to move out of state, let alone move to another county. LA County is huge. But I'll tell you, so many people, they're like, I just need to stay in LA County. So they're willing to go to different cities. And it does take time to rebuild, if anything, if you do decide to rebuild in the same place. But it's a humbling start for the new year. Positive note, I like not to end in positive note, but Pierre and I had this conversation before the end of the year, of just kind of like what our goals were for the year, what we want to see prosper. But I think also the intent of sharing our purpose, if you guys heard the last couple episodes with Doc G, was perfect timing because of what was going on. And just reminding, if you didn't listen to those, it's a two-parter, it's so good. He just put things in perspective that sometimes our purpose can be so much more, and it can lead you to, you know, the financial success you want as well, but it's more the mental side of it. And, you know, being at PodFest, that, you know, I get to represent Vera and I, we get to represent what we've been working on now almost a decade. And to see that representation, to be surrounded by people from all over the world, I think will be very cool to be able to say, we're still here, we're standing strong, barely. maybe there's, you know, maybe not the best week to do, you know, at a conference, but, you know, it's the perseverance. And so, like, I'll give a shout out to Vera. It's kind of like when I surround myself with people like you, not only do you come with the lighter sense of like, you know, stuff happens, but I'm here to help in any way I can, whether it is monetary or resource or just the emotional support. I'm trying not to get emotional just because you feel for so many people that I've talked to that have lost so much. And so, keeping that perspective. So I thank you, because I think when we start talking about what we do during this podcast, it is about money, but it's the mental state that is connected to it, because we don't make great financial decisions when we're in right irrational states. And
yeah,
I think about some of the worst decisions I made irrationally.
You can't think straight. You absolutely cannot think straight. And unfortunately, there will be folks that want to take advantage of people in this situation. And, you know, some of them subscribe to that notion of when there's blood on the streets, buy property, right? So there, you're going to see investors come in, big developers, like you're going to see all sorts of strange, awful fraud, but also a lot of hope and people. I think it's a great chance for some developers to come in and say, we're finally going to do things right. Because Natalie, you know, we both know that the market's been so skewed where in some areas, like people get priced out and those people have been there forever. So yeah. I think there will be some sort of rebalancing, because, yes, you know, again, like if you're from LA, you talk crap about LA because you're like, the traffic and the weather, all this stuff, you know, but like, we're from there. Like,
yeah,
you know, no matter what, you love LA and you're going to figure out a way to be there. And like my friend Alan always says, like, LA's not for the weak. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's resilience. It's la gente. It's everyone comes together when you need to. And I know that it, you know, friends, family, loved ones, acquaintances, everyone's going to pull through.
love that. You said that just right there. The good and the bad come out. And I'm praying that more good people come out. And I'll share a story. And we should have her on the next podcast. She's amazing. Amir, she's now an investor as well. But I shared her story before. But when I rented to her, I rented her well below market price, but it was my choice. And it's a decision, you know, owners can do, property owners, when you rent out. And it was worth it. She was a single mom at the time. And, you know, the financial success she had after, and then buying a property, you know, like helping her do that, like all these things that I think about where I'm like, sure, I could have made more money, but in the end, that was so much more worth it. And I think about how many people have helped me that they could have definitely made more money, but they just wanted to help me. And they saw that, you know, you pay it forward. So I think the shout out to those, you know, people that are providing homes, that are looking for resources, and don't lose hope, because there are people that will give you a break or want to help you. And so, like you just said, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can always help. And, you know, we hope Mother Nature's kinder and we're nicer to Mother Nature, because this is her reminder of like, yo, you guys need to take care of me. And so
you have to pay attention. You have to respect, you have to honor.
And let's end on a good note, because I like to ask you a quick question before we end. Everyone's doing resolutions and goals for the year 2025. How about, can you tell us something, maybe your one word or what your goal is for just the end of this month? And it could be financial, mental, what, you know, it usually ends up being financial too, but something that comes to mind that you're like, you know what, I can do that this month. Because I think we want to overachieve, and then we just feel like we can't achieve it at all.
You know, what's funny is that I didn't even think about this, but I've just been feeling it as I've started this new job and just doing things. I just keep repeating to myself, slow and steady, Vera. Slow and steady. So it's three words, slow and steady. Because we tend to just rush into things and we get so excited or we don't think things through. And no, I'm all about, I want to feel every second, every moment. And I want to eat a pizza and like let it feel, my entire taste buds are like enjoying it. You know what I mean? So slow and steady is my phrase for the month. And I'm pretty sure for the rest of the year.
My word was going to be my physical health. I always feel like I'm always talking about mental health, but I'm like, my physical health, the fact that I, you know, I did my checkup at the end of the year, and I'm like, certain things that I can work on for sure, my health. And my end of the year is just, you just said it, kind of slow and steady. I've incorporated some supplements. I've incorporated a little more exercise. Nothing drastic, just enough for me to change some habits, but just to be grateful that I am healthy, and those little problems that came up are little. And so I hope someone that's listening to this, you pick your word. And for me, is just healthy, being healthy. Thank you for listening. I'm sure we have a lot more cool guests this season, so I'm really excited. But it was good to see your face. And
you too.
We'll talk to you, everybody. Soon. Happy 2025. We'll get through it.
Thanks, everyone.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.